Sangamon County is looking to expand its COVID-19 contact tracing efforts. The local health department is asking the state for nearly $3 million to fight the new coronavirus over the next year. I had a chance to talk with reporter Mary Hansen about the request. Mary, what is contact tracing and how is it going in Sangamon County now?
According to the director of the county health department, Gail O'Neill, she says that it's going well. They're getting in touch with the people who are testing positive. Most of them they're getting in touch with within the first 24 hours. And that's the standard that the state wants to see in order to move to the next phase. And so the goal is to quickly get in touch with people who've tested positive and start monitoring their health and start doing the contact tracing, the process of mapping out who they've been in close contact with, to, you know, ask them to quarantine and possibly get tested. And so this whole process, the goal is to slow down the spread of COVID-19. And right now they have about 10 nurses working on it. And with the grant money, they're looking to hire up to 16 more contact tracers and then 3 supervisors to oversee the program.
Well, is that enough to meet the need? A recent study and a benchmark suggests areas with 200,000 people like Sangamon County would need as much as 60 tracers.
The director, Gail O'Neill, here's what she said when I asked her that question.
A lot of this is our preparing in case we need them all. We certainly wouldn't start hiring, you know, massive amounts of people with nothing to do. It's kind of a cushion in case, you know, they think that there could be a surge in the fall. So the money's there in case we need it.
What more do they hope to do with this grant?
They included some money in the grant request for, you know, these wraparound services. So things to encourage people to make sure that people are quarantining. Some of the money would go towards hotels in case, you know, that person's living situation is such that they can't, you know, properly quarantine or isolate themselves. And then also money for things like unemployment. If somebody, you know, if they need to stay in their home and they can't go to work or they can't work from home, there's a little bit of money in there to, you know, help them bridge the gap between, you know, signing up for unemployment and receiving it.
What about testing? We know that's important for both controlling the spread of the disease and successful contact tracing. What does the grant include for that?
One of the interesting things is that the Sangamon County Department of Public Health is asking for money for a mobile testing unit. So they're hoping that, you know, to be able to purchase a new van or something like that to be able to go out into particularly the rural areas or, you know, even areas of some of the cities or towns where it's difficult for people to get to these drive-through testing sites. So they would be able to go in and you know, collect COVID-19 testing samples from people and make testing a little bit more accessible. They're also looking at buying testing systems for 20 of the long-term care facilities in the county, giving, you know, those facilities the ability to test their residents and staff on site so that, you know, they can detect any cases early and make sure that they're isolating and properly treating those.
An outbreak at a nursing home here in Sangamon County, known as the Villas, led to many of the cases and the majority of the deaths in the county. How is the department planning to prevent another outbreak?
They also have money in there for more personal protective equipment, you know, the masks, the gloves, the gowns, things like that, to provide to all of the facilities in the county. And then they've also asked for these fit testing kits. So to these kits that make sure that the staff are using their personal protective equipment properly. So one of the problems that they encountered facilities around the state is that, you know, the staff at nursing homes might not be using the equipment correctly to be able to, you know, stop the spread of COVID-19. So they're asking for some money from the state to buy these fit testing kits. They're also looking to hire a couple of LPNs to monitor and be able to visit the facilities, make sure they have what they need to prevent an outbreak or address one if that occurs.
And Mary, when would the county be hiring people and buying this equipment?
They sent in their grant application to the state a couple of weeks ago. Gail O'Neill, the director, says, you know, they're waiting to hear back if and how much of this money they'll get. And then they're hoping to move pretty quickly to start staffing up the contact tracing efforts and then go from there. So I think we're still looking at a several weeks to a couple of months.